All right, KT,
what's up? What?
What are we doing?
Well, basically, I'm going to take the past 2 hours of our conversation and clip parts of it together and out and keep some and lose some.
Okay.
So, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, real quick, did you hear the one about the guy with the broken hearing aid?
Huh?
Neither did he.
Well, hey there, you are listening to the Gateway Tipton podcast. This is another Table Talk episode. Today, I have Jeff, Connor, and Jason with me. This episode is our behind-the-scenes conversation as we prepare to record announcements for the upcoming Sunday service, our second ever Church at Home. So you'll hear us discussing that along with Gateway's efforts to distribute food and meet other needs in the community. By the end of this week, we'll give away about 300 meal boxes in Tipton County. Pretty cool. Plus, we also talk about some ways we are looking to serve in the community. And there's going to be some mention of little baby Yoda, and I hope you enjoy all of our attempts to overcome technical difficulties. There's also a mention of some food deals and Slim Shady. I mean, what else could you ask for? Well, there is more. After we record the end announcements, Abby joins us for some table talk questions. And then we finish things off with some punny dad jokes. All right, let's get started.
I wish I could sew. That seems like a very important skill right now.
YouTube, baby. YouTube all the way.
Yeah.
You can learn how to do open heart surgery if you want.
Well, you know what I said a minute ago about Jeff's dream? I ain't got time for that.
It was so stressful. Oh, my goodness.
If I'm on the computer, then I'm going to be working. So, which is all I feel good for is sitting behind this keyboard.
Is that good social distancing from my camera? All right, let's talk about announcements real quick while we are waiting. So I want to give an update on the meal distribution.
We had a lot of engagement last night on the Fans of Mudford page.
I want to check that out, man. That is so cool.
Isn't that awesome? I was like, Jason, reap!
It's the Lord.
So I really, well, sadly, this will be too late but for this announcement, but it was steady yesterday, wasn't it, Connor? I mean, there was a couple of little lulls, but people came pouring in even to the last minute, and we gave everything away. All we have is some loaves of bread left.
Early.
Yeah, they started about 9:15.
So do we have the plan of y'all stick around later and say go to Mudford? Or Mudford,
which one? Connor sent one lady to Mudford. Did she show up there?
Yeah, she sure did.
Cool. Were you able to get with, you said you got in touch with Yamina?
Yeah, and she got in touch with the PTO. She thought that was the best way to get it out.
Okay.
So
maybe those are the ladies that are commenting. Are they?
What?
Ladies
no, Yamina didn't. You talking about on Fans of Mudford?
Yeah.
That was Miss
Emily. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
How does the PTO communicate? Do they have a page or something that we can join and share anything?
Great question that I don't know the answer to.
Can you find out if there's anything we can do to help communicate through the PTO?
Yep, I'm going to email her right now. She's very, very responsive on email.
Good. Love that.
I had a lady call me that works at the Carl's Perkins Center yesterday, and said we're gotten out that we're helping with food, and they wanted to send one lady in particular, and so I told her kind of what we were doing. So anyway, word's getting out, and like we gave a ton of food away yesterday, so I'm afraid it's going to be not afraid, but I'm afraid we won't have enough, you know, kind of thing come Friday.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if we do.
Yeah, so we only have here, I think it's 22 completed bags, and that's for both campuses. Jerome called me earlier. Let me tell Carla to call Jerome real quick.
Uh-huh.
He was going to Sam's. I'll see if he'll just stock up for us, and we'll reimburse him for some stuff. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, Mudford Elementary does have a PTO page.
Oh, cool. What's it called?
Just Mudford Elementary School PTO.
And it's definitely Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
What is the cat with the pirate?
Is that their little logo? Oh, I have no idea. Somebody,
I know what it is.
Somebody thought it was cute. Oh, it's a baby cougar.
Yeah. I get it. Get it?
I don't know the pirate thing, but I get it.
Okay.
So I don't.
They do.
They did share it?
I think it's your post.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She said she was going to share it. That is me.
What is that sound?
Is it a ticking sound?
Hold on, I think Jeff's done. Unmute. I muted you because I was like, no.
Who? Me?
Yes.
Why?
You were talking.
You're talking to Jerome. You are talking to us.
Okay. All right. Is Connor going to say anything? Seriously.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Connor, you need some coffee, bro.
I know, man.
Do you stay up till like 3 a.m. playing video games?
No.
Four.
Four, five?
Two.
Okay, not playing video games, but talking to Kara. Be honest.
There you go. Watching the Clone Wars.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
Scott wants to rewatch the cartoons. Is that what y'all are doing? The Clone War cartoons?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
There is one of the characters that's coming to Mandalorian.
From the Clone Wars?
Mm-hmm. That's why we want to rewatch it.
I love Mandalorian.
It was good, right? Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda is Star Wars.
I think I might need to rewatch it just so I can get a little Baby Yoda fix.
I only watched two episodes because I don't have Disney Plus, but.
Terrible deal.
I donated my $6.99 a month to the food drive, Connor.
Well, I've been mooching off somebody since 2012.
Okay, so what order are we going to do this in?
What are we doing it in? What?
The
end announcements.
All right, I did the end announcements last week, so somebody else. Connor, you take it.
Do I do it first?
Do the end.
You can do the end part.
Just as the Father sent the Son.
How do I lead into that after I say what I got to say? What's a good transition statement?
I would say...
Hi, y'all, I'm done.
I would give them gratitude for watching again. Just say thanks for watching again.
Hey, you have to use that, though.
Thanks for watching that video.
Just as that Father sent that Son.
This is that Father sent that Son, so we are sent. Now go be that church.
You're going to say it now. You're going to mess up and say it.
Fear, he is that light.
Oh, goodness. All right. Okay.
Okay, I can start again. I just need to figure out who's going to go after me.
Yeah, give us an order.
Jeff, why don't you go, I go, and then Connor.
Okay. Okay, so Kelly, you want me to hit, just stay tuned to the Gateway Kids thing. We're going to update on the meals, what we were able to do last week because of everyone's donations and contributions, and then what we're going to do this week. Done. Sound good?
Jason, what you going to talk about?
I was just going to give a quick update just to personalize the meals here. So just tell everybody I miss them. Miss y'all. Just give a quick update just how the meals were a great way to meet needs here. Encourage everybody just to be intentional. Spend time with folks, be intentional, check on folks, especially in the church or family and loved ones, call them, text them. And then I was going to just give a plug, for the service on Gateway Tipton and Facebook, or I can not do that since somebody else probably will.
I'm going to talk about sharing. That's my main thing. Okay. We're glad you're here last week. We had this many. Thanks for thanks for coming back. If it's an encouragement, share it, you know.
Okay.
Jason, is this the only portion that you're going to have video-wise for this Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Why don't we let Jason talk about the meals?
Okay.
And you talk about what's coming up next. So, Jason, maybe you need to go after me.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason, you go first. I'll go – or Kelly first, Jason, me, then Connor. Jason, why don't you too hit with the meals, just kind of tag on to, hey, we're communicating with Mumford Elementary School maybe, and kind of we're looking for ways to continue to serve our community and here in Mumford.
Yeah, looking for ways to continue to serve will be a good segue to you, Jeff.
Yeah.
And then you can finish with Gateway Kids.
Okay.
And then give it to Connor for Gateway Students and Benediction. Man, we got a plan!
We're not doing awkward pauses, are we? Like where you pause and then start again?
If you need to before, then we can. Were the transitions between it weird?
Well, you edited it. You're not editing this, are you? Or are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Well, because I have to put lower thirds, especially on our part, because we're giving them.
Say that as if I know what you're talking about. What are lower thirds?
Lower thirds are the little things that I put at the bottom of the screen. A screen is divided into three parts.
Gotcha.
Vertically and horizontally. And you want to put your eye right on one of the grids. Okay, so so actually, Jeff and Connor, if you'll move over. Jason, you're already perfect right where you are.
Move to the
actually,
right.
Jason, you scoot over this way. Well, do I want the third to come over here?
What?
He's right. I'm thinking. Yeah, for real, Jason, go that way.
Which way? My left or your left?
You're right. He's like...
I got to move some stuff on my desk. Hold on.
Jason, please.
No, don't move the camera, though.
Jason, please drink out of the water jug during your nose.
Thank you guys so much. Oh. Stay hydrated, people.
That's right. I'm going to have to get me another cup of tea. I can already tell. All right, Jeff, you scoot to your right also, and Connor, you scoot to your left, but don't move your camera. Go more, Jeff.
I have nowhere else to go. I'm on a seat.
Kelly, is this good?
Do I want to film with that in the background? It's so messy.
You talking about my picture?
No, me.
Oh. I think it's personable.
Me?
Yeah, I'm not all even being funny. I think
stuff on my desk. Should I clean it up?
I think it's cool. Just kind of let your hair down and let people see. So
hey, you can let your hair.
Listen,
is Connor ever going to shave? That's the question.
Hey,
I don't think you should.
I know on my sink and shower, so now it's a possibility.
What?
Like your sink and shower? What?
Yeah, man, my shower and sink are like clogged up all of a sudden. As you go by Drano over there.
Mm.
I ain't trying to shave with a bunch of hair just swimming around in a pool.
Yeah.
1940s.
You need to come shave outside and let the birds have the hair for their nest.
That's some 40s for you.
My next door neighbor, she just, I think, cut her kid's hair and she threw it out in the yard. And let me tell you, the birds are like carrying it away.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Thomas.
No.
You have to do a time lapse video of birds coming and taking your beard here.
How to look 5 years younger in about 45 minutes.
Hey, I shaved my stash off today.
Thought you looked different.
Well, I got sick of it.
Was it bothering your nose, but this doesn't bother you?
This, I don't even know is there. This, like, it curls under and touches.
You bite it a lot.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I've seen you do that. You, like, hold your lip in and bite the hair.
I like it.
It's only when you're thinking. Well, I'm trying to keep mine, you know. What I really am worried about, because I get my hair cut every 6 weeks, is what is going to happen to my haircut. during quarantine. It's already getting kind of long.
I got you, dog.
Oh, thank God. Jason's here.
YouTube.
You cut all your kids' hair, don't you?
Did y'all see this one that Justin posted?
I don't, but Ronnie does. It would be bad if I did it.
Do not cut your hair while you are in quarantine.
Jason, you see that? Jason?
He's frozen.
So is Kelly.
No, I'm not. I'm just looking at him.
He didn't even blink.
Nope. Cool. Right before we start recording. Jason, move your computer back to where it was. Let me text him.
Name him.
There he is.
I'm back.
What happened? Was.
I don't. You just froze.
No, you froze.
Well, I thought you were going to respond, and so everybody was just staring, and I was like, uh-oh. So I moved my head, and nobody else was moving, so.
Love it. Okay, I'm ready to record this and be done with the end announcements part. Are y'all ready?
All right. So, yes. So Kelly first.
Then Jay Rod.
Me, Connor. Got it.
Yes. Your internet connection is unstable.
Who, mine?
Mine just said that. Lord have mercy. I hope this goes well.
Oh, Jason froze.
No, I didn't freeze. I was just kidding. Oh,
okay. We are so glad you're here. Last week, over 5,000 devices tuned in to our very first Church at Home. So thanks to everyone who came back. And if this has been an encouragement to you, please share this on your personal profile. Now, here's some things coming up for you and your family.
Hey guys, I just want to say I miss seeing you all. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were transitioning.
I was like, did he freeze? And you went, giant breath.
I think I was waiting for the video to pop up. Okay, I'm ready now. Video.
I have you trained.
Okay. And here we go. Hey guys, I miss all of you.
No, I have to do my part over. We weren't going to edit.
Oh, I thought you were going to edit.
Okay. I need to.
No, you did say you were going to edit, though.
Okay.
What is my transition? What are you doing? I wasn't ready.
Here's some things coming up for you.
Okay, I got you, fam. I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. This is it for real.
All right, so we're not editing? I'm so confused.
Should I edit?
Hey, listen, real quick.
Okay.
Cliff Marion, who's out at First Baptist Covington. They've been giving out food on Tuesdays and Thursdays to kind of fill in the gaps for us.
Oh, nice.
He said they have 10 cars lined up already.
Wow.
It's starting at 10 a.m. They've been doing it 10 to 12 too?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we will probably have a lot of people come.
Okay. Oh, we'll definitely have a lot. They were super excited. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we editing Kelly or not?
It'd be easier if we didn't, for your sake, right?
It would be easier.
All right, I say we just try it. So how do I need to transition to Jeff? Because the last thing I'm talking about is
the meals.
Yeah, the meals, and looking for, you know, we're in touch with new ways to serve the community. How do I need to transition? How do I need to end that?
I think that's how you end. We're also working on new ways to share in the community, and Jeff's going to tell us about that.
Perfect.
Okay. I guess I could introduce you.
No, it's fine. I got you. I just needed to – I'm with you.
And Connor, I'm going to transition to you from the kids saying keep up the videos, and now our youth are doing challenges every day, and Connor's going to tell you more about that.
Okay.
All right, I'm good. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to think about my update or my transition to you. Jason,
I thought what you did was good.
Yeah, I thought what you did was good too. I wasn't ready. My bad. I'm ready now. I'm waiting.
Okay. There we go. All right. Well, thanks for being here today. We are so glad that you are here. Last week, over 5,000 devices were tuned in for our very first Church at Home. So thank you to everyone who came back, or if you're here for the first time, we are glad that you tuned in. If this has been an encouragement to you, please share this on your personal profile. We would love to connect with lots more people. Now, here's some things coming up for you and your family.
Hey, everybody. I just want to start out by saying I miss being with you all.
I can't do it. Oh, I'm so awkward.
You're going to have to edit it.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't. All right. I'm ready now.
Hey, how do I put do not disturb on my computer?
I don't know.
We'll just do it and hope no one sends a message. Ready?
Somebody just did and it binged super loud.
Just mute one, either your phone or computer.
Yo, I cannot hear you guys all of a sudden. I think that messed me up.
Connor, I just muted Jeff and me for a minute.
Hey, I'm going to leave the meeting and come back because I cannot hear anybody. Oh, now I can.
It was giving me that feedback. What? Okay. I have my dogs bark while we're recording. That would be great. Hey, Jeff.
Okay. Somebody sent, Kelly sent me a text. See if it dings. I heard it on your computer.
Wouldn't it be like a fun job for that to be your job? Just let's figure out notification sounds. What does it sound like when you send a text? Whoop.
Yep.
All right. Mine works now, but yours doesn't. Does everyone need to do not disturb their computer?
Oh, well, Jason just hung up. He's like, I can't do this. I'm out.
Yeah. We got to knock this thing out before something else happens.
Everything's failing.
Computer will freeze.
I'm ready.
Jason, I ain't got nern darn internet.
All right, real quick while we're waiting, I want to get your ideas. So, you know, Steve wants me to do the David and Goliath story.
Yeah.
With the kid. So I was trying to think of a way to make it interactive, but not cheesy for people that are waiting for the ball to be over. So Aaron came up with a good idea of having like a bowl, like covered, you know, like you reveal, you know, like I could ask questions as we get through or as we go through the story, you know, kind of like a A or B. Did David go to bring weapons to his brothers or to bring food to his brothers? Right. And you open it up and it has the answer.
Right.
You know, it keeps them engaged that way. Right. What did David use to defeat Goliath? Was it a sword or was it a sling? You know, and then what it looks like.
The sword or the stone.
Right. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, I like that. I like the
idea. You're watching it and it's interactive, but it's not
right.
Did David cut off his head or his finger? His head.
The Bible, full of interesting stories. You should read your Bible.
For more gory details, tune in to
tune into the last book of Judges.
Yeah,
the last chapter of Judges.
When Jacob's daughter was held captive by the prince of Shechem.
Do you know what they did to them?
They killed them all. And that's putting it lightly.
Right. But first, before he killed them.
Yeah, there's that. There is that.
Oh, two Jason Rogers.
Mm. And they both look exactly the same.
Connor, what kind of prizes are you going to do for the bottle flip?
Man, I'm still thinking about it.
We have four Tipton shirts. Please give them all four Tipton shirts.
All right. Done.
Okay. They're all adult sizes.
I have a ton of Skittles I can throw in. They're like
there you go.
Ooh. Hey, Rod, you're back.
I'm back. All right. So,
he's gone. Mean that. Clip that. Take a picture of that.
Got it.
Video chat, they said. Easy, they said.
All right, are y'all there for real?
Yes,
I'm here.
I'm here.
Thank you, Ritter.
Early.
So I didn't waste the time. I took the time to run through what I was going to say, and so I'm ready for real.
Okay.
All right, I just sent y'all a message. I was going through slow.
Oh, no, it's going to, like, come through.
I know. Let's wait a second.
When he's recording.
There it goes.
It hasn't come through yet.
I'm still getting text messages at, like, 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes,
me too. Me too. One of them woke up my dog, and I was real mad about that, because she's like, well, as long as I'm up, might as well go outside.
Should we include puns on this video or no?
I am always going to give you a green light on puns. You need to know that. There will never be an inappropriate time for puns.
Be sure to drink a little water to wash the virus down your throat.
Too late.
I just screenshotted you.
Okay, so you're giving up hope that you won't have to edit this?
Yes.
I don't blame you. Okay. When
do you think you can do it? Do you think you can do it without editing?
I'll clap for you.
Okay.
I really do this time.
You think you can do it without editing? Then we'll go ahead and I'll do my part and turn it over to you.
Okay, I got this, fam.
We don't actually have to clap anymore. I just need to look at the time so I know how much to fast forward through this recording. All right. All done.
That was pretty bad.
Yep. So yeah. I guess I'm just going to take our previous hours of conversation. Unless there's something else you guys want to talk about on the podcast.
What's the podcast title today? What's the table talk?
What is the table talk? Is there anything to talk about that's not virus related?
Well, there is 99 cents mozzarella sticks.
Where's that?
At that Sonic.
Social distancing at Sonic for 99 cent mozzarella sticks. What would you order with your mozzarella sticks?
Can't beat it with a stick. That's cheesy, huh? It's all soda.
Is that all you order?
Well, I'll get 4 orders of it, but yes. Where you at, Johnny Christmas?
Come on, man, you gotta get some cherry limeade going on or some cherry Dr. Pepper in that mix.
Those chili cheese tots, they hit different too.
Diet green tea with mango.
Ooh, I like mango.
Oh good.
You may be onto something. Yep. Just don't get the Twin Peaks tea.
I think it's the sweet tea with mango. Ugh, it's so sweet. So you've been talking to Kara pretty much.
All the time.
Right. I got a little invitation in the mail.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. Look, it's on my refrigerator.
Yes, I made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
I use it as a coaster.
As a coaster.
Just kidding.
As long as you don't use it for toilet paper.
The pictures are fantastic. Who did y'all put it?
Caleb.
Caleb needs to come to Gateway and be on the media team.
Yeah.
Come take some pictures for us. He is so talented.
He does a lot of photo shoots.
Has blonde hair now.
Hey, yeah.
Jason.
Hey, what?
What did you say about Caleb?
He said his picture. Carter.
Yeah, how did you get Slim Shady and late 90s member, or NSYNC member, Justin Timberlake in the same picture?
Which one's which between
Slim Shady,
and Caleb?
Caleb is definitely Timberlake with that curly hair.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so look, I got my wedding invitation from Connor, too.
A post-it note. Come to my wedding.
I appreciate that.
Come to that wedding.
People that are listening can't see that, Jason.
Kelly, have you heard the, if you change song lyrics from thee to that it makes it more country? That's what we
Oh, that's what y'all were talking about earlier. I was like, did I say something stupid and they're laughing at me?
Try it out, Kelly. Think I of feel a song like that and say that instead of thee.
I can't like, think of any song lyrics right now.
Here he is, that liar. I went down to that river.
Kenton County people add the and S to things. I'm going to the Kroger's.
Hey, Kelly. I just remembered that we've got the Mumford Prayer Drive.
Oh, cool.
And the Atoka Prayer Drive done.
A drive, not a walk?
A drive.
How innovative.
Right? So Jenny Smith did it. She rode around, took pictures of it, put the... Anyway, so I've got it all done.
Nice.
And then you could post it maybe and people could print it or just screenshot it. And
we need to put that on our blog. Jenny does a great job with that. Does she do pictures?
Yes.
What?
She did it in a day. It was amazing.
Next level. Shout out to Jenny Smith, who will probably never listen to this podcast.
Sorry.
Is the Covington, are the Covington ones also prayer? Drive-through prayer guides or walks?
All of these are drive-through. Oh, you're Covington? We didn't do one for Covington because we already have that walk one.
Uh-huh.
Like green tea, KT?
This is actually black tea, but it's plantation mint, the Bigelow. It's the best tea in the whole universe of the five that I've tried.
There you go. Jason, what is this picture?
What? Are you texting something, Jeff?
That's Oregon, Vancouver, or Vancouver.
Oh, is it?
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lookout spot in somewhere.
Somewhere up out there where it's lower.
It was Washington State, right?
Yeah, yes, somewhere up there.
I think it's called the Cumberland something. I don't know if it's – I know the Cumberland Gap is in Tennessee, but it's the Cumberland something in Washington State. It's – like on some list of like 20 most photographed spots or beautiful spots or something in the U.S.
Were y'all together? Were the three of y'all together when you took that?
Well, Killa Paul and Lisa.
Yep.
How fun. What a fun trip.
That was a fun trip. That was
such a fun group. I love Paul Martin.
Have y'all seen all the stuff that he's doing up there right now? The less than 10 gatherings. Did you see his percentage? Of small group participation?
Yeah, it was like 67% or something like that. Yeah,
that's huge.
All right, let's come up with a tabletop conversation and kill it.
Kill it. Oh, this is all part of the conversation.
What?
Do y'all hear that?
Yes.
What is that?
Sounds like a fax. Trying to go through.
Is it a constant rhythmic tone?
Yes, it's sort of like a...
Sounds like air moving right across the microphone.
Maybe it's air moving across the microphone, Abby said. I don't even know where the microphone is on my computer. But I know I don't have the air on.
So I have a clock in here. It's actually 3 clocks. It's super loud. Could that be it?
It's not a ticking. What's that mysterious ticking noise? Do y'all remember that video? It's a python. Okay, that kind of remembers.
All right, so look, we can figure out who it is. All we have to do is mute. I'm going to mute really quick, see if it goes away. Ready? I'm going to mute.
It's Jason. It's you.
Okay. Let me just take this thing down and just tell me if it changes.
Okay. It almost sounds like a gurgling. It's better. And a whistle, but I still hear it.
You still hear it?
It's you. When you came back, are you gurgling?
It's my heart pumping the blood to all these massive muscles.
That's what it is.
I'm still doing it for real?
Okay, Abby's got more questions for us. Something less morbid. Sorry about that. Side thing. I'll cut all that out. Don't worry.
Would you rather explore space or the deepest depths of the ocean?
The ocean.
Space.
Definitely space.
Either way, there's so much that can go wrong.
Somebody's a pessimist.
I don't know. I just like started thinking through all of the worst case scenarios.
Would you rather get lost in space or trapped in the depths of the ocean?
Space.
Exactly.
So you starve if you have like an unlimited amount of oxygen, but then you starve to death.
At least you have a great view.
You don't think you'd have a great view in the ocean?
I mean, although, you know, it's pretty dark down there.
Yeah, I do have to say.
I mean, it's dark in space too.
If I was going to explore the ocean, though, I would just snorkel over.
What?
If I was going to really
get to the ocean with a snorkel.
Let me finish. I was going to explore the whole ocean, I would just snorkel over the coral reefs. You know, when we did that in Belize, that was probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You better believe it.
You better believe it.
Look, when we were in Hawaii, that was the number one, my most favorite thing to do. I tried to snorkel every chance I could get because it was just so beautiful.
It is incredible.
It was.
You don't even have to go deep to see.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean.
In fact, the best snorkeling that we did was in 10 feet or less water.
Yeah, us too. It was so shallow. It was incredible. And we had guides and stuff with us too. Abby got tons of video on GoPro. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad she did. The colors, mm-hmm. It was incredible. You know, things that you don't, nothing like what you see on land.
Yeah.
When we went to visit Jeff and Aaron in Costa Rica in 2010, that was when I met Jeff and Aaron, was in Costa Rica. It was in December and everything was still blooming and beautiful. I mean, hydrangeas that must bloom year round, you know? That was incredible. That was beautiful, but it still did not compare to snorkeling in Belize,
mm-hmm.
Seeing the coral reefs there. But y'all have been out west. Y'all have seen a lot out there that I've never seen, like the Cumberland Gorge or whatever that is.
Yeah, Cumberland, whatever that thing is, yeah. That land out there is just unbelievable. Just the way that it's made, the way that it's put together, just it almost looks like a painting or something when you're walking through the forest there. Just the texture on the trees and the colors and how they blend. It's breathtaking.
Those evergreens in Oregon, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beautiful place.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all, man, it was pretty cool to see all the little food markets in the parks and be able to taste all those jellies and stuff. That was
You remember the food.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could get as much as you wanted. I mean, it said samples, but they'd have 5 basket of crackers and about 55 jams to choose from.
Wow.
That was my jam, going to those.
You're a lot like my sister. When she travels, she wants to eat really good food, you know? And that, a lot of her memories around travel are around what she ate when she was in those places.
Yeah, there's some good coffee there too. It was on my bucket list to have a coffee in Seattle. And although we weren't in Seattle, we were close enough. Some good coffee up there. Over there, mm-hmm. Out there.
Okay, one last question.
Where did Jeff go? He just tapped out.
I heard his stomach rumbling. I think he's in the loo.
The loo.
Just kidding.
Okay. Loo roll. I need.
Historical event, what would you most want to visit?
Are you saying what event in history would we most like to see?
Just one event?
Yeah.
Man.
The resurrection. Can I just go for the beginning of his public ministry and stay until the ascension?
Right. I don't know, man. There's so many cool things. Parting of the Red Sea wouldn't be a bad thing to see.
Right.
Get it? See?
it would
be so much.
Oh,
I want to go back and see the time when the founding fathers were making like the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all that kind of stuff, just because they're so smart and all the things that they thought about and how that all happened.
Talk about how we're feeling, you know, kind of pressure now. Man, they were under tremendous pressure, tremendous fear when they did that.
Mm-hmm. They were so smart.
What celebrity would you most like to have lunch with and why?
Celebrity? Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks, so I could ask him how he got the coronavirus.
See, I would say not Tom Hanks because he's got the coronavirus.
Remember, YOLO, Kelly, YOLO. You know, this is going to sound really strange. I would love to have lunch or dinner with President Obama. You know, there's political differences that we have, but he's such an intelligent, you know, intelligent dude. I would love to have a conversation with him.
I know who mine would be. Malcolm Gladwell. He's an author.
He wrote that book on David and Goliath from a different perspective.
He did. I have not read that. Have you read that?
No, but I heard him talk a lot about it at a Catalyst conference in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. What did he say about it?
That was super interesting. He said something like Goliath having this, perhaps he had this condition, and that's why he was skinny and kind of blind. It was just a lot.
Right.
Just a bunch of stuff. It was interesting to hear kind of his take on it.
I think he kind of wrote that book not just about David and Goliath, but about how the little guy wins or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What?
What celebrity would you most like to have lunch with? Jason said Obama. He said, even though we have political differences, there's a lot to be gleaned from him. And I said Malcolm Gladwell. He's an author and podcaster. He's just a great thinker. I feel like lunch with him, I would come away knowing more about the world. Like, I have never read something that he's written or listened to a podcast that he's been on, and I've always thought, I definitely learned about thinking, and I don't know, he just challenges me to think deeper about the world, so.
Like, because I wouldn't consider your author a celebrity. I think that's, you know what I mean? Like, when I think celebrity, I think of popular.
Just because you don't know him.
He's got the blue check mark by his name, I bet.
Guaranteed. Actually, I can't guarantee it because I can pull it up real quick, but I don't care enough to. Okay.
Yep, he does.
Take that, Jeffrey. He is a celebrity. He's got a verified account.
The famous author.
You would choose some sports dude that nobody knows.
Not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really.
Do you know how many times I sit in a staff meeting or just am around you guys and y'all talking about sports? And I just glaze over. It's because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Unless it's Ole Miss, and then all of a sudden you understand.
No, if it's Ole Miss, then I just have a bigger attitude about it. Did you see what Jimmy Graves posted yesterday that Ole Miss did? I want your opinion on this, all of you. They posted something about, in this trying time, please check your will and make sure that your priorities about any gifts posthumously will be awarded accordingly, something like that.
That's a sore subject.
Read the room is what I feel like. Like, what? Do you think there was any debate internally before they published it?
I'd like to think that there was somebody going, I don't know, guys.
Okay, celebrity, Connor. Somebody that you could have lunch with. And you get to pick the meal.
Well, I'd be more excited picking the meal.
Right? I think of shallow people when I think of celebrity, but I guess I should think broader.
Well, I mean, somebody that's in, you know.
Obscure authors like Kelly.
He's not obscure. Hold on. Let me pull some Malcolm Gladwell stats up for you. I feel like I got to defend my boy here. The Tipping Point, one of his novels, was Barnes & Noble's fifth best-selling nonfiction book of the decade.
Wow, you had to go for 10 years, not just a year.
Outliers was a number one New York Times bestseller for 11 straight weeks and was Time's number 10 nonfiction book of 2008.
All right, new question. I don't like that one.
Well, obviously, because you don't know any celebrities that you would admit to having wanting to have lunch with. Nobody? Not another pastor?
Like Ravi Zacharias would be really cool to have lunch with.
The people know who that is in our world.
More than your author, but yeah.
But Ravi Zacharias would be incredible because you would feel like you came away knowing something more, right? Equipped with something.
Worse about myself.
You what?
Hey, he's got almost 3 times as more followers than Gladwell.
Ooh.
Who does?
Ravi.
He has what?
Almost 3 times as many followers.
Nice. Go, Ravi.
And he's an author.
Right? And Ravi's got, I mean, he's got something more important to say than Malcolm, for sure, you know.
I think of pasta when I think of Ravi.
You think of apostle?
No, pasta. Ravioli.
Oh, I'm like, what is the connection?
So many possibilities.
Oh, Connor, you're very good at the pun game.
No. His pun game is strong.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite dad joke that you've heard?
Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Did you hear Abby?
Like a good neighbor what?
Stay over there. That feels like a dad joke for the time.
Remember when we ate at the Rib Shack? I said, in my illustration, I said, even Brother Steve looked disappointed. That's how you know.
That's how you know when you steal the joy from the pastor. You know
you steal
even the Brother Steve looked disappointed.
Hey, while my internet was down, I wrote a new song about a tortilla.
Did you?
But it's really more of a rap.
Is it? So do you need me to lay down a sick beat?
No. You didn't hear me. I just wrote a song about a tortilla.
Oh.
Well, it's really more of a rap. Come on.
Obviously, I'm thinking in words, and I didn't see the W in front of it the first time when you said.
But yeah, will you still lay down a sick beat for me?
Yesterday at 8 o'clock, it was very time consuming, especially when I went back for seconds.
All right, here's Titus's favorite dad joke. What's brown and sticky?
That's a good one.
A stick.
Hey, you know what the best angle to approach a problem from is? A triangle.
Did you say a triangle?
Internet. Yeah.
We can hear you. He said, internet. This pod is brought to you by Ritter Communications.
Did y'all know French fries weren't really cooked in France?
Oh, yeah?
They were cooked in Greece.
No.
So are most of your puns food related?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Most
of Connor's life is food related.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl use the bathroom?
Because no, the pee is silent.
Have I told y'all my joke that this guy told me in Colombia that came down on the team? It was really funny. Maybe I have. Anyway, so he said, why didn't Sally ever volunteer for anything?
Why?
I don't know.
She didn't have any arms. All right. Let me tell you another. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sally.
Got him. Got him.
Oh, goodness. That was a good one. You can laugh, KT. You know,
oh, I did. I was like, yeah, I've heard better.
The reason that's so funny to me is he set it up so well when he told us the joke. Like, we really thought that first one was just his joke. And then when he told the second one, it didn't really link together in our minds. And, like, the whole team, we were kind of like, do we do a pity laugh? Like, I don't know. And then it all hit at once, and we really.
And then he was like, tough crowd.
Exactly, yeah.
Man, I feel like that with y'all sometimes. Like, especially if I make a Malcolm Gladwell joke.
It's like somebody told Erin that her jokes would be funny if people got them.
Erin, I think, is funnier than you, Jeff.
Well, yeah.
Can she come be on the podcast?
She would totally do it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what we'd talk about, but just to have her on there.
You can just share stories.
Right. Can Ronnie come too? Jason. He's like, mm-mm. Can you volunteer her? What about Kara? Would she Zoom with me?
Yeah, she podcast? Would.
Okay, this is my official ask for Kara, Erin, and Ronnie to come on. Yeah, I can hear the humming. Wait, I don't hear it now.
He's frozen again.
Oh, there he is. Would Ronnie come be on the podcast, you think?
No, he's frozen.
He is definitely frozen. Well, I feel like we've probably got like maybe 5 minutes of good content to keep. What do you think?
That's optimistic. All right, I'm out. Peace.
Okay, bye guys. Love you all.
Love you. See ya.
Been real.
Well, thanks for listening. For more information about Gateway, visit gatewaytipton.com.